One of the goals that parents have with their children is to develop responsibility. What is responsibility? Well, it certainly can be defined in a number of different ways for children because irresponsibility is demonstrated in a number of ways as well. But one general way that we can define responsibility is that uncomfortable feeling that a person has when a job is incomplete or when something's not going right and they're in charge. That uncomfortable feeling is important to embrace in the instruction giving process. So when we talk about this particular chapter, we're really building responsibility inside the heart of a child.
You see, we want the child to feel a little bit uncomfortable when they've been given a task to do, and that uncomfortable feeling motivates them, gives them a sense of obligation, I've got to get this done. And then, well, how do you get rid of that feeling? It's by reporting back, you see. So the reporting back frees the child up, say, hey, I've done what was expected of me, I've accomplished the task, I did what you asked. So that reporting back gives the child a sense of freedom in their hearts.
See, when kids report back, then parents can check the work and release them, and that is what happens inside of a child's heart that frees them from the uncomfortable feeling because they've completed the task. Over time, as you build into children the routine of reporting back, they feel uncomfortable themselves until they've reported back. It's essentially signing off on the job that I've done it. And then they can feel more comfortable about going to play their game or resume their activity of some kind.
See, as parents, we want to know that the tasks are done. We want to know that the child has followed through. So that reporting back completes the process. We've given a task, the child needs to report back. And we really want to place that responsibility on the child's shoulders, transfer responsibility to the child. It's their job, their task, to report back when the job is done. We don't want to have to go checking up on them. We want the child to learn to report back.
Now, reporting back is just a technique that we've developed in order to encourage the instruction process. But it's really helpful to realize what Joanne just said, and that is that we're trying to transfer the responsibility to the child. Continually throughout this material, you're hearing us talk about transferring the responsibility to the child. And the reason we do that is because that's where the heart work takes place. When the child is responsible to initiate in family life, responsible to report back after they've given an instruction, or responsible to come out of the break on their own. In each one of these situations, when a child must report back, they are given the responsibility to do so. And that's what's building the maturity on the inside.
It's helping children learn to take initiative. Life is not just happening to you, but you need to take control of the things you're responsible for. You need to be initiating with people around you. It's your responsibility to live your life in a way that's responsible. And so that reporting back is a piece of that that we can teach to our children so that they have this heart response of accountability. Hey, I'm accountable to these other people. They've asked me to do this job or they've given me this task. There's an accountability built into that that I need to report back.
Children who have a problem resisting leadership or getting distracted when they are working on a task, or they find themselves playing a game or something, doing something different when you've asked them to do something, all of those problems can be addressed by having a child feel uncomfortable until the child's reported back. So it's going to take some work on the parent's part to turn this into a routine that's expected continually for the child. But I would suggest that that work is going to be worth it in the end. It's important for you to be saying something like this to your children. The job isn't done until you report back. When you make that kind of statement over and over again, children are getting the picture and they're realizing that reporting back is a part of being responsible, it's part of being mature, and that's what frees them to go on and do something else.
And as we use those words with children, those words are going to begin to become a part of them. If we're always saying the job's not done until you report back, children start feeling this sense of obligation to report back. So when they're on the job as an adult, they're going to report back. Let the boss know that that part of the job got done, that report's on your desk. I've done what was expected of me. Very important for children even as they get older.
You can use this technique with teenagers, of course, but it's also valuable for young children to start developing the pattern. Because if they develop this pattern as they're growing, they'll continue to use it as they mature and move into different developmental stages. And then, of course, it'll benefit them when they get into the job market and they have a boss and they're reporting back to the boss that the job got completed. Everyone's going to feel better about that. It's going to be better for the child as well. So work on this idea of reporting back and you'll see some good things happen in your child's life.